More than 2 weeks after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 plunged from the skies over eastern Ukraine, a full team of investigators finally reached the crash site Friday. Parts of the plane are strewn across 50 square kilometres. It's believed that around 80 bodies are yet to be found. Australian Federal Police Commander Brian McDonald emphasised that his forces are in Ukraine only to recover bodies.
This is about the recovery of human remains and trying to give some closure for those poor victims that lost people through this really tragic event. But it is a crime scene. We'll treat it like a crime scene.
The sound of distant gunfire and mortars drifted across the crash site. It's still not clear who is in control of the territory. Several Ukrainian soldiers were killed late Thursday in an ambush on their convoy in Shakhtarsk, just 20 kilometres from the wreckage of MH17.
The rebels are trying to defend Shakhtarsk from the Ukrainian army. They are doing that because Shakhtarsk is a strategic point that would allow us to cut off Luhansk from Donetsk.
Colonel Lysenko says the army's plan is to encircle the crash site and cut off the rebels from outside support. Ukraine and its Western allies say pro-Moscow separatists shot down the plane with a Russian-made missile. They accuse the separatists of tampering with the wreckage. Russia and the rebels deny involvement. The United States and Europe this week ratcheted up sanctions against the Russian banking, oil and defense industries. Russia banned the import of all fruit and vegetables from Poland Friday for what it says are violations of health regulations. Warsaw is convinced the move is retaliation for its criticism of Moscow.
If you fight with values, you will always have to pay for it. We pay in apples. It is good that we are not paying in blood.
The investigators say they are working as fast as possible on the crash site, but they will judge the safety of their mission one day at a time. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.